Hey everyone! It's been said that every quilt tells a story, and it's so true. But I also believe every quilter has a story to tell. I wanted to hear about the people behind these wonderful quilts and thought you'd enjoy hearing about their lives also. Welcome to A Quilter's Life! Jenny Guthrie Kaplinger took time to visit with me while recovering from rotator cuff surgery. From her list of hobbies, I don't think she will slow down anytime soon. Enjoy hearing Jenny's story.
Let's begin with your background. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in Puerto Rico, so it gives me a unique perspective on coloring, colors and designs and, backgrounds and stuff. But I grew up mostly in West Virginia.
Okay. How old were you when you came to the United States? Puerto Rico is a territory, so it's still the United States in a way.
To the mainland.
Yeah.
I was about 4, but I have been back to visit. I still have family there.
Nice. What employment have you done over the years?
Well, I retired from federal government. I took early retirement. That was back in 2011. And
okay.
I did a solo cross-country trip. And when I got back, I said, well, what am I going to do now? And so I decided to follow my passion and open my quilt studio September 2011. And then there was a lot of interest, and I had to grow the business, basically. So I moved to Harmer Village in April 2012. Added some classes, some retail vendors, things like that. And now I'm in the process of moving to Vienna, West Virginia.
Okay. Your shop from the outside, I never made it inside, but it looked cute.
Lovely. Well, thank you. It was a good space. I really, really enjoyed it there.
Mm-hmm. So you live in West Virginia now?
Yes.
So besides quilting, what other crafts do you do or have you done?
Oh, I like doing handwork. So knitting, crocheting, embroidery, sewing, English hand smocking. I have 5 daughters, so I used to make all their clothes and do the English smocking on some pretty dresses, things like that. I used to do cross-stitch, but my eyes are too bad now. The tiny little cross-stitches, you know. I've tried Sharon's Knitta. That's a paper cutting, and all those little tiny pieces of paper flying everywhere just drove me batty. So I've tried that, but couldn't keep that one up.
Well, I don't think I've heard of that one.
It's a German, of German origin, I think, Sharon's Knitta. It's kind of like when you make snowflakes, you fold them out of the paper and then cut out little pieces and then open it up again, and it's a design. So that's kind of what it is.
Well, neat. It does sound like a lot of little snips, though.
Yeah, a lot of work. I admire the work, but I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. Are there any other hobbies in your life?
Oh, too many. I have so many hobbies and not enough time. I ride motorcycle. I'm a ham radio operator, NHIJA. I like being outdoors, kayaking, bicycling, hiking, camping. I do gardening and canning. I like yoga, Zumba, just nature, bird watching. I'm a member of the Marietta Ukulele Choir. That's a lot of fun. And I was playing with the Marietta College Community Choir for Messiah. This is my 14th year.
Wow.
I tried flower arranging this summer. I like to learn new things through Passiflora there at Harmer Village. And that was really nice. I really enjoyed that. I travel a lot, visit my kids, and I have 11 grandkids, so I travel a lot.
And they're spread out?
They're spread out from Wyoming. I have one in Scotland. She's visiting with my grandson in a few weeks, so I'm looking forward to that.
Neat. How do you think some of these hobbies that you have cross over to your quilting experience? I'm thinking colors, choosing palettes, and
I think the more varied your interest, the more you can bring that to quilting, because quilting is my art form, my creative expression, you know. And so, like whenever I visited my daughter in Scotland last summer, and I said, "Ooh, do you have paper and pencil?" And she gave it to me, and I started designing a quilt right then from using the. Said I'm going to use this color from the colors of Scotland are very green, and we had just toured a castle. So I even named the quilt already, you know, the Laird's Castle, and they had a stonework floor. I said, I want to use this, you know, in the corner and some of the colors. So I think you can, the more experiences you have, the more you can bring that to quilting to, you know, to vary the experience, to make it unique.
That is so neat. I'm looking forward to seeing that quilt. Have you started on it yet?
No. It's just on paper right now.
So who introduced you to quilting?
My grandmother, Clara. She was a school teacher. She started teaching when she was 16 in the one-room schoolhouses down in Jackson County. And when I was about 16, she started me quilting. And after she passed away, we were very close. When she passed away, she was 95. And I asked my dad, I said, you know, I often wondered if Grandma took out my stitches after I left, because mine were big and hers were tiny and very, you know, precise. And he said, well, I can tell you now, Jen, that she left them in. She was a school teacher. She gardened. She was busy. And she would have just appreciated having the help to put them in. And so that made me feel better. She made utility quilts. I mean, they were beautiful, but she never entered them in shows and everything or anything. They were just made to be used and loved. And now I try to carry on the tradition. My granddaughter, Julia, she's 15, but she's made several quilts already. We have a kids camp in the summer, a week-long, two-hour-a-day classes for kids, like ages seven on up. And by the end of the week, they have a quilt or a quilt top done. And so that makes me feel good to carry on, you know, the tradition.
Yeah. What part of the summer?
We usually have two. One right after school lets out, like the second week of June, and then one right before school starts up again the second week of August.
Okay.
So now that I've moved, I'm hoping to continue that. But I don't know how it's going to translate, you know, the move.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of fun. It was really good getting to meet kids. And I usually had one kid helper, you know, that would kind of learn the process, but also help the other ones. So that kind of like an apprentice, you know, a little
intern.
And so that was a good experience too. A lot of work. We were exhausted at the end of the week, but it's still a lot of fun. I like being with kids, and that was a way to do it.
Neat. So, do you have a favorite quilt?
Well, the name of my shop is Log Cabin Country Quilt. So Log Cabin Quilt is probably my favorite quilt, because no matter how, if you can make one a week and you'd have, the way you put them together would be totally different, different colors, different designs. So that's probably my favorite, although I like a lot of them. I love bright colors. I like scrappy looks with lots of different fabrics, but mostly use traditional patterns, not the artsy ones so much, although I can appreciate them, but mine are made to be used like my grandma's. I make a lot of t-shirt quilts for customers, which is fun to do because then you can kind of see what their personality is. You know, oh, they're a gym mister. Oh, they've got a great sense of humor. You can tell from the t-shirts they pick, you know. So I like doing that too. Like it all.
Neat. While working on them, do you have a favorite tool?
I do. It's called Friction Pens, F-R-I-X-I-O-N.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. I love them. You can write on fabric and then just iron them off, and it's like they were never there. But I use them in my planner, too, and then they erase. So you have colored pencils or colored pens, and they erase, you know, if your schedule changes. Oh, I also like a rotary cutter. Basically, any gadget that makes quilting more efficient.
Yeah. I use a friction pen, too.
Aren't they great? I love them.
Yeah, but now I'm afraid to actually use them on top of the quilt because I had started to use it to line up where I wanted to quilt my line.
Yeah.
But if for some reason the fabric gets cold again, that line can show up.
I've heard about that, and I actually tried that because I didn't want to be afraid. I wanted to be able to use it. And
yeah.
I put it in the freezer, and the ink didn't come up. But you could see just a faint ghost line where it used to
yeah.
be. So, yeah. Don't be afraid. Go for it.
Okay, there's different parts of the quilting process. I know actually quilting is the thread design probably in the quilt, but when we think of quilting, we think of piecing and designing it or sandwiching it, binding it, all different from beginning to end. What is your favorite part?
Probably design. I love picking out the patterns and the fabrics and the colors and matching the quilt to the recipient. I like going to the quilt shop, to the quilt shops with my sister. She lives in Richmond, but we both enjoy quilting. And she's a photographer also, but she chooses different color palettes than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes
mm-hmm.
it gives me a different perspective on things. And then she'll ask me some, you know, things, some back and forth. So I like the sharing of ideas, not just with my sis, but with Scenic River Quilting Guild. And they're a wonderful group of ladies that I belong to that group. And just the sharing of ideas and things like that. But I guess I like each step of the process, but I suppose that design's probably my favorite. That's why I have almost 40 quilts started.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And there's usually a reason why I put them up, you know, because, oh, the corners didn't match, and I'll just deal with it sometime else, you know, and then go on to the next one.
Oh, well, I can't imagine 40 quilts waiting to be worked on.
Somebody was complaining to me, oh, I have 10 quilts started. I said, amateur. I said, talk to me left next year.
What was your worst quilting experience?
I suppose I do baby quilts when each of my grandchildren were born. And the one I did for my grandson, Sebastian, I picked out a great collection with these cute little elephants, and they were all the same tone. So his quilt didn't have enough contrast in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was showing it to my friend Sarah, and I said, I'm just not happy with it. She said, well, if you take this corner piece out and make it into a half-square triangle, I said, no, I'm going to just be unhappy with it. I said, because it's done. There is no going back on this one. So it was a beautiful quilt. I really liked the design and the colors and everything. There just wasn't enough contrast. For a quilt to be really good, your eye has to kind of move with it. And when it's all the same color palette, it's just doesn't move. There's just no life to it, I think. So.
Yeah. I did that on my grandson's quilt, too. It just kind of all... I thought these two fabrics would contrast.
Mm-hmm.
One had a white background, one had a black background, but they were all color crayons, the same design. And I thought the black and white would contrast, but
yeah,
we got them in there and it all ran together.
And sometimes you don't know until you see the finished product.
Yeah, but he still loves it.
There you go.
Why do you make quilts?
Well, it's my art, my creative outlet. But also, it lets me help others, too. We make a lot of, we do a lot of charity quilts. So Cozy Quilters from the Senior Center in Marietta makes up the quilt tops, and then I quilt them, and they have donated them to Washington County Sheriff's Department, the Ohio State Police, the Foster Kids in Washington County, Salvation Army. I used to do Quilts of Valor, which is for veterans, a national program. Right now, I'm working on some quilts for the Hope Manor in Parkersburg. They're opening a women's rehab center. Well, it's after their rehab, but they're so they can get assistance with finding a job and, you know, someplace to live. And then they're going to present them with a quilt when they graduate, when they're ready to go out on it. So we're working on quilts for that. But I like giving away my quilts. I have a few that I keep, but I guess it's my work, my passion.
I kind of answered the next one, too. So sometimes it's the same answer and sometimes it's different because I ask why and then I ask who do you make them for.
Well, I do for my customers and like the T-shirt quilts that I was mentioning. I love doing those and I let them help me design it, you know. Sometimes if they're going away to college, they'll want the college colors or maybe their high school colors or, you know, to match a particular room. I've had some people come to me with, some customers come to me and say, this is the design I want. These are the colors I want. And then other people just says, I want a queen size quilt. And so it's fun for me to make up the design and the pattern, and then it's always a relief when they say, oh, I love it, you know, because glad you liked it.
What was your thought process in going from making quilts yourself to give away or for yourself to deciding to have customers and do it for people to pay you?
I've worked. I like working. And I wanted to do something that I enjoyed. And so that's kind of where that came from. Just a natural progression. And I had to justify the cost of the long arm quilting machine too. These aren't cheap.
Yeah, that's so true. Are there any tips that you would like to share?
Yes, I'm asked this a lot. And if I had one to choose one tip, I would have to say, if you like a piece of fabric by minimum of 3 yards, because you come to the end and then you really like it, you want it for the binding, and it's discontinued, or there's no more to be had. I just went through this myself right now. There's a Japanese art of fabrics dyeing is called shibori, and I bought a charm pack. I didn't know what I was going to do with it, and then I decided, and this was just a month ago, I had my sister buy it for me in Richmond. And then I decided on the pattern I wanted. Well, I need 2 charm packs, so I called the store and she said, oh no, they're gone. And so now what am I going to do? I don't know. I'll have to come up with a different pattern, I suppose. But I really like it. It's an indigo. But yeah, so now I have to come up with a different pattern, different design. So I didn't follow my own tip on that one. But if I had one tip, if you like the fabric, buy a lot of it. But also, yeah, we specialize in beginners for our classes. And so I would just, and I would tell them, just practice. Just, there's no wrong or right way. It's just your choices and just practice, you know, just enjoy it. Have fun.
Is there anything else you think the quilters would like to hear about you?
I still do some hand quilting, like on a special baby quilt or small item. But the long-arm quilting, I want me to get more done, more finished. And that's the whole point of it. I have people bring in, oh, I found this in my mother's drawer when she passed away. It's 30 years old. It needs done. It just needs done and used and loved. And so, you know, the quilts need finished. Says the person who has 40 unfinished quilts. But they'll get done. They'll get done.
Yep. My husband came from a family of 10 kids, and I came up from a family of 4. And
so do you have any quilts that have been passed down?
Well, not really, but I do them for our nieces and nephews' kids. My own grandkids have to wait till they're 3 to get a quilt. They get a cross-stitched stocking when they're born, but
I admire that.
But they have to wait till they're older and they get a bigger quilt. But I took this on, and one of my, one of his nieces asked, could I do them for the kids that were born before I started quilting? And I added up, and there was over 20 kids that I would have to do quilts for if I did them for all the kids that
you
were born before
started,
I started quilting. So I was like, no, I can't do that. I already
yes,
have
you
six.
Can. You just have to get started.
I have 6 on the way that I haven't gotten done that are on my list to do. So,
well, you know, forward motion.
A lot of babies being born.
Forward motion is always good. So just, you know, keep working at it and it'll get
done. Yeah, I do.
Well, good luck with to you. Really appreciate you talking to me, and best of luck with your quilting endeavors, too.
Thank you. And thanks so much for visiting with me. And hopefully I'll get to meet you sometime.
Oh, we will for sure. Thanks.
Hope you enjoyed this episode of A Quilter's Life. You can find more stories on aquilterslife.com. Or subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts so each episode will be downloaded automatically. Thanks for listening.